Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.'" Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." One Sunday, 18 years ago, Joe and I were on vacation from Ohio, and we came to this congregation, St. John's, for Sunday worship. In the sermon, the pastor told a story about a tradition of big family holiday dinners. For years, two uncles didn't get along. Eventually, at every meal, they would get into an argument over something, complete with name-calling and insults. It became a family tradition, an unpleasant one, but it was a tradition. On Easter Sunday of that year, 2006, the tradition changed. The usual arguing and the insults never happened. Something was different. And as the family members were saying their goodbyes, they witnessed something they had never seen before. The two uncles hugged each other and said, "Let's get together soon and go fishing." Traditions can change. Some traditions should change. In the pastor's family, the two uncles had a tradition of extended external rituals of anger. They had that for many years. But thankfully, that tradition changed. They became right with each other. The new tradition was internal rituals of the heart. Rituals that resulted in external rituals of togetherness, like fishing together. In our 21st century ears, today's gospel story might seem a little bit strange. An argument over the washing of hands. It makes a little more sense having gone through the COVID pandemic, but it's still a little off for us. What does washing our hands have to do with being right with God? What does washing things we buy from the market and cleansing pots, cups, kettles have to do with being right with God? To try to understand this better, I did some research this past week on the subject of oral tradition, which I learned about in seminary, but there's been a lot of research since then. Traditions and storytelling are passed down by word of mouth from generation to generation in every culture. Our family will be singing Happy Birthday the way we do for generations long after we're gone. I discovered a magazine that's been published for 35 years. It's titled Oral Tradition. Each issue is about 250 pages. I read and skimmed through two issues specifically about Jewish and Christian oral tradition. Our episode in today's gospel reading is about oral traditions. Traditions that aren't in Scripture, but that have been passed down from generation to generation. The scribes and the Pharisees confront Jesus because they weren't following these oral, unwritten traditions. And so they cause an argument and a debate. The original intent of these rituals really was, I believe, to help people be right with God. But eventually, down through the ages, they became too complicated and they became a burden for ordinary people. For example, let's look at this washing of the hands that's talked about in today's story. This is how it was done in the days of Jesus. This was the oral tradition that had been handed down. First, you brush your hands and get rid of all the dirt and the sand off of your hands. That was the first part of the ritual. Then you get a special stone jar that has water in it that's been blessed by the rabbi. It has to be special water and a special stone jar. And then you hold your hands up and you point your fingers upwards towards the heaven. And another person then pours a specific amount of water over your hands. That specific amount of water is what can fit into 1.5 eggshells, that amount of water. And then it's poured. And then you form your hands, each hand into a fist, and then you rub the water in on each hand. And then after that's done, you point your fingers down and water, the same amount of water, an eggshell and a half, is poured over your hands. And again, you form your hands into a fist and rub the water in. If any part of that ritual isn't done correctly or in the right order, you are considered unclean, defiled in the eyes of God. If you don't follow that ritual exactly, you are not right with God. That was the tradition of the day. Now, I assume that Jesus and his disciples had washed their hands of the sand and dirt, but they didn't follow this ritual. So the Pharisees and the scribes confronted them. But Jesus saw right through them. He quoted Isaiah and referred to them as hypocrites. They weren't even trying to be close to God. Their confronting Jesus was not about being close to God. It was about trying to control people. Jesus isn't teaching here that traditions are bad. Jesus loved traditions. He kept routines and traditions of prayer. He preached in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Every year he observed the Passover meal. But Jesus was making it crystal clear here that the purpose of our traditions, the purpose of what we do as church, must bring us closer to God. Even if we have a tradition, to use our common Lutheran language, because we've always done it that way before, it still needs to keep us right with God. The purpose of our church traditions, the purpose of what we do here today, is to connect us to God and to one another in healthy and holy ways. Whatever we do or whatever we say here today is to have that intention, to keep us right with God and to keep us right with each other. Clean hands are great. I'll be using hand sanitizer before communion today. But clean hands aren't enough. Jesus is saying we need clean hearts. As disciples of Jesus, we need to avoid sin. And Jesus listed some of the really intense sins that we must avoid. Clean hearts are necessary. Clean hands are good, but clean hearts are part of being a disciple of Jesus. 42 years ago, I went back 18 years at the beginning of the sermon. Now I'm going back 42. I was a pastor in Toledo. And for a children's sermon, I brought two dinner plates with me. One was clean and shiny. And the other dinner plate, I had smeared on it ketchup, mustard, pepper, and some tiny bits of leftover food. Look ugly. My point of the children's sermon was to teach them that the way we are to live our lives is like the clean plate, doing the right things, doing what is right. We're not to be dirty plate people. Well, that afternoon, a mother of one of the children called me on the phone to tell me something that had happened that day at the dinner table. One of the child was misbehaving, and the mother was trying to talk him into better behavior. And the boy crossed his arms and stubbornly said, "No, today I'm a dirty plate." The bottom line of today's story is that Mark is traveling around the countryside, inviting people to have hearts that are right with God, to not live as dirty plates. The invitation from Jesus is to turn away from sin, to turn away from the filthy ways of living that people can get themselves into. Jesus is saying, follow the commandments. The commandments are our best tradition. Commandments are traditions. They're our best traditions. We can have all the traditions and rituals that we want, but none of them should keep us from being right with God. As human beings, we need traditions. We're wired to have traditions and routines and structure in our lives. But nothing, none of our traditions, none of our routines should keep us from being right with God. Truth is, Jesus died to make us right with God. and for his sake, we keep our hearts right with God. The story of the two uncles was the story of a long tradition of anger and of not being right with each other. They wrote a new story, and this can happen sometimes, and it's a blessing when it does. Can't happen all the time, but it's a blessing when it does. They wrote a new story. They became right with each other, and the family became healthier. And the dirty plate kid, he wrote a new story as well. He didn't stay a dirty plate. In fact, he's a pastor today, a close friend still in the Toledo area. And then there's our story, our lives. Let's change the traditions that need to be changed, that keep us from being right with God. Let's be clean plate people. And let's live in such a way that we're always right with God. Let us pray. In your hearts, pray for individuals and families and churches that are at odds with each other, like the two uncles. Pray that God will guide them into actions and traditions where they're right with God, and when appropriate, when they're right with each other. And listen to the voice of God speaking to those who are at odds with each other. God says to them, "Receive my love." Pray that all people will be right with God. Pray that all people will be clean plate people with clean hearts, with holy traditions. In the depths of our souls, let us hear the voice of God speaking to all people. Receive my love. Let us hear the voice of God speaking to every person in the world. God says to everyone, "I love you."